over there.
He's not covered for it now. He was over
right.
there
yeah.
years ago. But your full name is
Joe W. Or Joe Wall. I go by Joe W. Joe W. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It was, I'll tell you what, you haven't set it up yet.
Huh?
It's not set up now, is it?
Yeah, it's going. Don't worry about it. But go ahead and tell me. What are you going to say?
Well, yeah, I didn't want to put it. That's putting down what I'm saying now?
Yeah. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry. Well, anyway, I was a family of 7 boys and 1 sister. And we farmed for a living. And my daddy didn't believe in anything except work. And, you know, back in those days, well, up until a few years ago, we had black people working on hay, sharecroppers, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Because now that's a thing of the past, right, the present.
But Mr. told me you had sharecroppers working here for
you. I did, yes. Well, we came up. Well, in those days, you don't remember, you wasn't here, but it wasn't like it is now. It wasn't any money. In other words, you worked for what you got. And we didn't know anything but work, and it was pretty hard to educate a family of 8. Well, in those days, they had what they call tally hoes, hauling children to school and wagon.
Yeah.
Well, my daddy run two, it was a bunch of us boys, and we run 2 tally hoes. That's what they called in those days.
Uh-huh.
Well, and then the school would be out about the 1st of May. Well, he would have 4 extra mules and a bunch of boys. Of course, now, he and the sharecroppers, they made a crop until we got there, and then we took over, and we had to make a crop, too. They'd have our part maybe planted, but then we'd work it. And, I mean, we'd work. When the sun came up, we had to be out of that lot with those mules, niggas and us, too.
Mm-hmm.
And so after we grew up and left home, I bought this place down here.
Where were you raised?
About 12 miles, about 10 miles, right up on Mississippi line. Yes, that's where I was raised.
Did y'all come down in Louisiana much, or were you?
No, sir, I was in Mississippi. We were raised in Louisiana, but our place joined the Mississippi line.
Uh-huh.
About 8-10 miles up here, and we would usually make, if you made a half a bale of cotton in those days to the acre, you were making a fair crop. And about 25 barrels of corn to the acre. If you made that, you were making a good corn crop.
I got something to tell you. In Georgia this year, they ain't going to make but about 25 barrels to that, bushels to the acre.
Yes. All right.
Not bad it's going to be. We're having a bad
dry spell. Well, it's kind of like that here, too. We've had a lot of people around here not going to make anything. Okay. In my time, when we were coming up, we were making about 25 barrels of corn to an acre.
Yeah.
Well, now they have got it ordinary, now not this year, but they are making around 100 barrels of corn to an acre. Okay. Now, 30 years ago, if somebody had told me that I'm going to plant corn and not touch it, I'd have said, well, you crazy. But that is the way they work corn now. They break the land good, and they have some kind of chemical they spray on it to keep the grass from coming up. They
yeah.
plant the corn and they don't touch it. Now last year, lots of people out here made 100 barrels to the acre. But now this year, the drought, they're not like they are in Georgia. They are not making hardly any corn. And they're raising soybeans here now, and this rain is hurting them now. It looks like it's going to be almost a failure in this country right at the present time.
You still farm?
No, sir, I'm not able to do anything in the labor. You know, the labor, in the last few years, it has changed up. The labor's changed up. Well, there's no sharecroppers in this country anymore. In other words, in Clinton, in along about 51, 55, it was 4 gins in Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
And they were as big as they could be. It would be anywhere from 4,000 to 7,000 bales of cotton.